Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast, the expanding waste. When we last heard from our characters, they had just met Vermise II, the Exarch of Alaine, and after a lot of dismissive chatter, had learned a little bit about the history of the Mage Wars. He had approached them because he wanted to know how they had summoned Mavros. When he learned the truth, he instead asked them to help him find a portion of the Viridian Codex, which has been split into three parts. The Codex was written by Bacchana before she became the Goat of the Wood, and Vermise has struggled to contain and eventually banish the Dreadwalkers. In return for their help, he has promised Gideon the Crojack Charleston Cutlass, which is the same cutlass he promised Gideon's Pirate Queen Faye.
Former Pirate Queen. No kings, no masters.
The rest of the characters agreed to help in return for everyone in the Rotgard Forest receiving a tiramisu.
Very good deal.
What a waste of a wish.
And Maeve also getting help finding her true parents.
That's tough stuff.
To that end, Vermise gave them a blackberry, which is a set of sending stones allowing them to send and receive 25 words directly to him or his personal assistant, Louis. And three yellow portal roses, which will help them find the right door in the portal veil. Vermise also magically enchanted each and every one of them up to 8th level, including Potemkina, who was trained as a geomancer.
Ooh.
Now,
we'll see if she...
Yeah, prove it.
Let us begin.
Also, I think you said Potemkina.
Yeah, what about Potemkina?
Instead of Potemkina?
Sometimes Potemkina. He refers to herself in her own voice, which is Potemkina. But, you know, if it's like Kevin's voice, then it's Potemkina.
Potemkina. We go back and forth on that one. So, the scene opens. You are all standing outside. Chisk has had a long nap. All of you are refreshed. Chisk feels like a million pieces of gold. And
what a weird feeling.
That's D&D.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm super heavy right now for some reason.
It is now early morning at your former campsite. Everything has been magically packed up for you. You are ready to continue your journey to the Fae Circle to help Suskin the Goblin reclaim her village and in return rescue 200 Seat of Mavros refugees. Is there anything that you want to do as a group or individually before you set off?
I guess what do the portal roses say?
Maeve, as you hold on to the portal roses, you can definitely feel a tug in a southeasterly direction.
I point my hand like a compass needle, and I say, we are going this way.
Great.
No, we are not going this way.
No,
are we
going this way? Take.
I'm just offering.
Yes, let's go.
The roses, they are saying this way.
All right. I'm
Gideon, you don't
wary
seem
of my luggage. I don't know if it's going to Fantasia away again. Should we just pick it up and carry it, or is it going to get walkie-talkie loosey-goosey again?
Let's try. Come on, luggage, follow us. Come on. Come on.
I draw my sword.
The luggage, I'm afraid, just sits there.
Thank God. Okay, we'll pick it up.
That's a little disappointing. Okay, we got to carry it.
That was my nightmare.
I'm not sure if medieval D&D players have
stupid for us to think that.
Luggage. There's packs and things.
We do.
I don't think medieval D&D players have blackberries, but, you know, we're pretty cool about that.
Of course they did. What do you think they made pies out of?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's not...
Pick up.
Hi, guys. It's Griffin Cork from the Dias Cast. Kevin Cork kept research in motion in business for his whole lifetime.
Yeah, research in motion has been a big part of my early life. I will remind Maeve she has inspiration, and I will remind everyone else that they do not.
Ouch.
No, that's...
All right.
I sure do have one single inspiration that I will use and not forget about.
All right, pick up your bags, everybody. Let's follow the roses.
Let's go, y'all. I feel very good about today.
It is.
That's nice.
This is the happiest I have ever seen Chisk be.
This is what I am when this you let incredible. Me sleep. So let's go.
Amazing. Let shall we sing? No, we're not there. Great, awesome. Let's just walk.
Oh, I yes.
No, we are coffins. Not singing.
It's coffins, it's coffins, blood. I love that song.
As you march along singing the favorite song of Maeve, it is a clear, sunny day. There is no wind. And as you head, you are heading almost out of the wasted west. You're starting to feel just a little bit of a fresh breeze. There is just the sprinkling of tiny bits of grass in amongst the dust and desert feel of the wasted west. Maybe part of what Chisk is feeling is just that getting out of the wasted west into a more natural forest meadow environment.
That's nice.
Oh, real nature.
I pluck a blade of grass and sort of like sniff it very, very long. And then I blow a little grass whistle with it. You know, the like duck call thing that you do.
Yeah, do the sound.
Do we have a sound of that?
Yeah, it goes like this.
Oh, nice. I forget that sound.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Ah, a bug bit me. Ah.
Oh,
Gideon.
Is that a snake?
No.
Gideon, you're a bear. You're supposed to, like,
I'm a bear
know
that's
nature.
Been on water for a lot of my life.
Oh, yeah. So mosquitoes only, then?
Sure, and seagulls if you have some.
Wow. Seagulls bite?
Oh, man, the mean ones do.
Maeve, what does it feel like to have the roses tugging on your head like that?
It feels like I just have another space bun. Like, normally my space buns are very tight and I can feel them on my scalp, but this kind of feels like maybe a third one just pulling
kind of like
me
a
forward.
Unicorn.
It's very interesting. It's not like a unicorn.
Now, it leads you down through a
that took way too long for me
a gentle valley that rolls out ahead of you.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
To the door.
Great. Do we go down into the valley? Let's go in the valley.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you, so you're just following it along as it leads you through?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex, off to your left as you are heading into the valley, you see a very large badger sort of working its way through the underbrush. There's not much underbrush. Working its way through the trees. It looks like a regular badger. The only thing that's different about it is that it's about 6 feet tall and about 3 feet at the shoulder. So it's a giant badger.
Hey, look at that. Look, different animals around here.
Are we in the Feywild already?
What is that thing?
It's a badger, but big. They're not usually that big, I don't think.
I've only seen them in pictures.
I will call out to it. Hello?
Using your grass whistle?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll use my grass whistle.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. So it stops and it takes a look at you and it sort of cocks its head in a sort of very un-badger-like way and looks at you for a minute. And when there's no action from you, it just continues to walk into the woods.
Did it look like sentient? Like, or is this a beast? Is this like just a big badger, in which case I'll leave it alone? Or is it just, is this a human?
Why don't you roll me your nature check, please?
Okay. Oh, not 20. Hey. A 23.
Ooh.
It definitely has beast-like qualities, but there's certainly an intelligence in the eyes. So it's not acting 100% badger.
Never go full badger.
Friends, do you...
Never go full badger.
I think that was
never go full badger.
A person.
Should we say
it
hello?
It feels rude to just, like, whistle at them and then let them walk past.
We could, I mean... We don't have to, yeah.
We don't have
okay.
to.
Okay.
No, we're kind of on.
You're right.
Just so we're on a schedule.
I just
give him the old shy smile.
Yeah, I turn over my shoulder and I say, good day to you, sir. Please have a pleasant walk.
The badger pulls out a gun.
All right, you see the badger glances back.
Bazooka.
What did you just say to me?
You think I'm funny? You think I'm a badger? You think I'm a joke to you? Is that it? Joe Biscopo Badger. I'm going to write that down for future use.
Oh, God.
Yeah, write that down. We'll be here.
Oh, boy.
All right. You do pick out a nod from the badger, a definite nod, and it continues into the woods.
Oh,
okay.
Yep, that could not have gone better.
Nice, pleasant interaction.
The locals are very friendly
here. I feel good about that.
So, as you head into the woods, Ilex, again, I know it sounds like everything's coming to Ilex, but this is definitely her environment. She's got all these heightened...
Oh, yeah. Mave is so uncomfortable. Nothing's dead.
Yeah.
Everything's
You're getting
alive?
Stuff in
are
your
you
shoes.
Joking?
It's just not a what nice path to walk on. Your buns keep getting caught in underbrush.
There's twigs everywhere. Everything is twigs.
Dean is covered in birds.
And Ilex and Chiss just look amazing. So like, obviously. Wow, we're just like traveling through the...
So radiant.
Like glowing.
In slow-mo.
Ilex, you get just the hint of blood in the air. The scent of blood.
Oh, hang on, everybody. Hold tight. It just smells like trouble. Or maybe just... It could be nothing. Smells a bit like blood. Maeve, do you smell that?
Do I smell it?
Sure. Roll me a perception.
Oh. 17.
Sure. You get a scent of it.
Oh. Do I know if it is, like, human or animal blood?
I would say with the 17, you can tell that it is not necessarily human blood. I don't know if you've smelt enough animal blood.
Not necessarily human blood. Okay, this does not smell like a person. This smells like, I don't know, something wounded, maybe. Do you know where it's coming from, Ilex?
It seems like that direction. Is it okay if I just go check it out? I'd hate to just leave something wounded.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go alone?
Well, I feel like if we get up there and we have to introduce ourselves, how would you do that, Ilex? If you were to introduce Ilex, and you know what, maybe we should all go around and... practice how we would introduce ourselves to the future. Just how would you do that, Alex?
Oh,
that's a great idea, Gideon.
Yeah, sure. I would probably say, good day to you, sir. I hope you have a pleasant walk. My name is Ilexeldine. You may recognize me as an Alcide. Carry on, please.
That's really good. And I know Alex is going, but if Chisk went up, what would Chisk say, maybe?
Yeah, I would. Okay, well, here's what I would say. Hello, person, beast, or other creature.
Yes, good.
That's really
my name
really
is
inclusive.
Chisk of the Pinion. I am a piney from the Rodgar Forest. I am level 8 cleric.
Level 8? Wow. The wounded person am impressed, and we may have to chat about what that means later.
Who's next?
All right, Maeve, your turn.
Oh, Maeve, I would say, hello, my name is Maeve. Maldorava, I am a person.
Why is this so difficult for us?
You smell like blood, and I don't know where I would go from there.
Yes, that's how.
I feel like they would have to give me a little bit more in the way of conversation.
That's a solid start.
For me to carry on, but I don't know.
Really good, really good.
Gideon, what would you do? Since you are leading this exercise.
It's just good for us to practice. You know, our social skills haven't been on point always, so it's just good to practice conversations sometimes.
Almost never.
My name is Gideon Sweet, and if you ever fantage my luggage away, I'll cry and scream until I pass out.
Such a strange sort of reference to bring into a conversation.
I'll be honest, I didn't smell the blood, so I wasn't sure where you guys
were
talking
about. Would
they
know what that is?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Is the Maeve, is the blood in the direction that the roses are pulling in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, my unicorn horde of
unicorn
purple
bunch.
Roses is thrumming.
Your uni rose.
My bunch. The bunch is thrumming, you guys. It's in that direction.
I really think I should go ahead, if it's okay with you all.
Do you want us to follow you or wait?
Yes, but just stay a bit behind. I can really move very quietly through the woods.
Okay. I normally can. I am so covered in burrs that I feel like I would just inhibit this whole thing. So I will wait.
I'll just go a few feet ahead. I'll come back and check in. Stay safe. Everything's fine.
Right. Be careful. I'm going to give you a bless.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very sweet.
Actually, well, I'll bless Maeve and Gideon as well.
A bless afterthought.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Sorry, you're right. It's the booze.
Gideon, just take it. Don't be like this.
I had to do it one at a time, Gideon.
Okay, so part of this is that you all need to stay here and be very quiet.
Sorry, yeah. You're right.
Okay, okay. Great. Yep.
So clear that Alex is the mother.
She's got
of
her
the
patient
group.
Mother voice on. Yeah. Part of this, this to work.
Sometimes yeah. I feel bad that Alex maybe didn't know who we were when she joined us. Taking on a lot of responsibility.
It's all right. It's That's good right. learning.
Oh, she can hear me.
Nope.
I gotta practice my quiet voice better.
Yeah, she still she hasn't left yet.
Okay,
yeah.
So again, it's just starting right now.
She's still
quiet. Starting now. Okay.
Starting now.
Okay.
They say, you won't hear in the forest. They say, "Quiet fox, quiet fox."
Who's a quiet fox?
Quiet. Okay.
I'm a quiet fox.
Good job. And I sneak away towards the blood. I'm gonna draw my bow just to have it out, just to see what's up here.
All right, so you head over the rise coming off the side of the valley, and you can see stretched out this magnificent, horrendous lake stretching off into the distance. The lake itself is composed of blood. Scattered across the surface of the lake are hundreds of different doors, gateways, portals, openings, little hobbit doors, literally hundreds of them just floating across this smooth lake of blood.
Oh, okay. Is there any other creatures around that I can see, or are we alone?
You seem to be alone. There is, obviously the smell of blood is much more intense. Only thing you would notice is that there is slight movement in the lake of blood that doesn't seem to be wind or naturally occurring. Just ripples and small swells.
Okay, that's a new one for us today, isn't it, Alex? Okay. You know, we won't judge it because maybe this is just very normal for this part of the world. Great. Everything's fine. Don't freak out. I'll go back to my friends. Hey. So that was... Hi.
Hi. Did you use the introduction we practiced?
I'm a quiet fox.
You know that... Yeah, you're very quiet. No. There's nobody there, but it's...
Oh, that's good.
So the blood smell is not like a wounded creature. It's a lake of blood. And I, like, look at them to see if this is, like, cool, normal. Yeah, totally.
God.
Zero.
The forest sucks.
You get nothing.
The forest sucks. Gonna give up on that badge for sure.
Yeah, the forest sucks.
Yeah.
What?
You mean, like, a full lake of
Like,
blood?
I'm talking, like, a huge lake with doors floating on it. And, I don't know. It was... I felt very startled and scared by it. But, yeah. Do you want to come see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It feels scary and dangerous. Don't do anything rash, yeah? Okay, come on.
So just to clarify, we're still being quiet animals?
Quiet
foxes or otherwise? Right.
No, okay. It's always a fox.
Quiet foxes.
Gideon. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Everyone respects the fox.
Come on, let's go.
Chisk, when did you first learn the quiet fox? What was the situation around
that? I grew up in a cult.
I think I always knew about the quiet fox.
It's an innate piney thing.
It's an innate yeah. thing amongst the creatures of the Rohirrim forest.
Right.
And it's if you break the quiet fox bond, you'll have war.
Oh, have war. So, you will so have war.
Right. All right.
Okay, I follow Ilex.
So she leads you over to the rise, the crest of the one side of the valley. And you can see that, yes, if you just continue on the valley, you would come up on the shore of the Lake of Blood. And again, I mean, you can actually see land on the other side. It's not like an ocean, but it is definitely quite wide. And
it's like Lake Ontario.
It's not Lake Ontario.
It's like Lake Ontario. Oh.
It's more like Wassa Lake in BC. No, it's actually bigger than Wassa Lake. So you could walk clockwise or counterclockwise around the shore or into it if you wish.
Just so
can I clarify that it looks like it's an actual lake rather than just like a crater with blood in it? Like it looks like it's been here a while? Like there's shores?
There is a shore, yes.
Okay.
Can't tell if there's a crater in the lake right now.
Can I look at the trees around the lake and see if they've been corrupted in any way?
That's just what I was thinking.
Great idea.
That's what I was
you
thinking.
Can see that
nice.
Most of the trees that are, Scouts. Say, within 10 or 15 feet of the shore are dead. Yes.
They're dead.
Yes.
Oh, friends.
But other than that, the trees are normal.
Right. Other than the fact they're dead.
Yes. No, I'm saying the other trees. Other than that, the rest of the trees don't seem to be sickly right. or
in
or
the vicinity. Okay.
Right. Maeve, what's going on?
What are the? Yeah. What are the roses?
The roses
doing?
Are tugging you towards the west end of the lake. You're currently standing at the south end of the lake.
The bunch is telling us to go over there.
I think we should go. Just there's something moving in the water. I'm not sure if it's alive or whatever, but
oh, okay. So that's don't cool. That's a cool thing to say.
Don't touch it, and let's see if it follows us. If it knows we're here.
Yeah. Quiet fox.
Leland.
I'm a quiet fox.
Quiet fox.
Maeve wants to bring out Leland.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I want to see if he is around to just do a little cruise over the top of the lake, see what might be happening.
All right. There.
A seagull would be great for this.
Leland. Jonathan Leland Seagull.
Jonathan?
Whoa.
When is Jonathan
okay.
messed up? Hopefully, there's some
Boomers reference there. We'll get that reference. Jonathan Leland Seagull is... Do you want a seagull or do you want to just continue with the bat?
I want a bat. I don't want a seagull.
All right.
Nobody wants seagull. A seagull.
Well, Gideon.
They're heinous creatures.
All right, fine.
Gideon, when you get your familiar, you get a seagull.
You can make it whatever you want, okay?
All right. So Leland comes out and he's like, I feel like I've been in there forever in my extra dimensional space.
I know, I'm sorry. We were going through a lot. I'm really sorry.
I didn't get a chance to meet Vermes.
Oh, no. You would have liked that so much, Leland. I'm so sorry. Oh, it was
and
so
there was
pompous,
food I heard
delightful.
About. And
yes, it was great.
So now here
anyway,
I am.
I need you to go cruise over the blood lake.
Oh, my God. Look at this lake of blood.
Yeah, don't get too excited because there is something in there and it is freaky as hell. So just go do a little spin. See what you can see, okay? And come back.
All right, how high would you like me to fly above this lake of blood? You want me to skim the surface?
Taylor, I'm going to say something that's going to sound scary. I want you to skim. I want a lot of skimming action happening, okay?
Oh, God damn.
Please don't be scared. Fly fast, fly strong. Skim the lake.
Skim. I shall skim the lake. So.
Okay, we've got a list now.
All of a sudden, a list.
I don't have all of a sudden a lisp. I just have my tongue out to taste the blood. So he goes scooting off across the lake. And you hear these little tiny laps as he just takes a little taste of the lake.
Gross. Awful. Gross.
Maeve?
My mouth waters a little bit, though.
Sick.
Yeah. Maeve, I'll get you to roll me a perception to reflect Leland's perception.
11.
11. All right. So... what Leland sees is just a bulge of the lake sort of reach up to grab at him as he skims over. Just at one moment, there was just one moment where it felt like something was reaching for him from the blood.
Leland, get out of there, man. I'm really scared for you.
Just a minute. I'm not done
skimming the lake.
I'm not done, mate. I'm not done skimming the lake.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
He takes a wide circle out to the sort of the range of his what, it's 100-foot range for your sight?
Yeah, I think so.
And then he comes flying back. He goes, oh, finally, this is a place where we can settle down, build a cabin.
Oh. No.
I didn't know that was Leland's goal.
Yeah, neither did I.
He just wants a cozy home.
Yeah.
He is
I was inspired by Cheesk the Farmer, and now I don't want to be Leland the Cabin Bat.
It's such a shame that I can't hear what he's saying. I feel like we would have such a good conversation, you know? He just looks like...
We're just intensely staring at each other. You guys don't hear any of this. Okay, my friends, there is definitely something large in the water. I tried to grab my bat. I hold him really close. He squeaks a little bit. I don't know what it is, but I really think we should be careful proceeding.
Okay.
Because it seems touchy.
Okay, well,
I mean, let's just do a shore walk then.
Yeah, stay in the dead trees and don't touch the water and lead us on, Maeve.
I follow the bunch.
All right. After even just the first couple of steps, the bunch all of a sudden jerks to the east.
What?
Like into the lake? Because we were walking to the west.
Yep. It doesn't.
So it's pointing us into the lake.
Vermes told us.
It was a definite change of a tugging, different change of direction.
We have to use all three roses to find the right portal. Is that correct?
Yes.
So do we have to separate them, Maeve, and see if we can triangulate? I know, it looks so cute.
Okay, I take off my flower crown.
I understand the feeling, Maeve. And I
untwine them.
Oh. Chisk, you should definitely hold one.
I'll take one, yeah. Yes.
Alex, you can have a point of inspiration for the triangulation idea.
Whoa!
Oh, inspiration actually has, like, real-world implications. Interesting.
Thank you, Your Highness. Okay. I appreciate it. Kevin, can you tell me what are these doors on? Is there land underneath them, or are they just floating right on the blood?
I mean, they're all moving slightly, like they're floating, but they are all, say, a foot above the surface of the lake.
With no little island underneath them, no standing room kind of thing?
No standing room.
Oy.
And they all have, like, doors, or are some of them just frames, or, like do they all have knobs?
Yes, there's a variety of entrances. Giddy. Some are looks like obvious gates. They're all roughly, vaguely, there's none bigger than, say, 10 feet high and 3 feet wide, 4 feet wide. Some of them are just archways. Some of them look like a garden gate.
Okay. Sorry, Chisk, what's up?
Do you have, maybe I'm thinking of a different campaign, but you have a magical dagger, don't you?
I do.
Okay, good. Thank God. I thought I was crossing podcasts of different people. You want to maybe throw it at the water?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
At the blood.
I wonder if we should see if we can find which of these doors we're going to, and then use that as maybe a luring away from the monster.
Yes. Oh, it was interested in Leland.
True.
Hey, Leland, are we really going to use my bat as bait?
Do you mean the one that's made out of light and regenerates?
Yeah, but he's so squishy. It's squishy.
Still right.
I hold him out to Gideon to give him a squish.
Ah, you're right. It looks
it's like a stuffy bat.
His eyes bug out, sort of like.
Yeah. Oh, it has mage. It has.
And now
mage,
your hands so. Are super. I have
mage.
I have mage.
I think it has mage. I'm pretty quick. I'll take that third flower if we're cool with that.
I can get pretty far. I can jump if that's useful. I can get us.
Well, Gideon and Alex are your fastest of the two.
Mm-hmm. So maybe Maeve and I stay here with the third flower, and then you two go off to either point.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Great.
I go east. So
you are running along the shore. Is that right? Sort of running back the way you've come and sort of spreading out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go west.
Maeve, all right. Am I dying?
What?
Am I dying?
What do you mean? That
what?
Because all the other trees there are within the 10 foot. I just want to check. I'm not.
Oh, can I? Does Chisk look okay?
In terms of his level of like brownness.
In terms of his level of looking like a healthy sentient being and not a dead tree.
He looks like a healthy sentient being.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
Chisk, you look great.
Oh my God. Good. I needed Alex and Gideon to leave. Maeve, am I dying?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to talk about this. Seriously. It's been bothering me this whole time.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not dying.
We have not had a moment alone. Am I dying?
Maple's not quite as sweet as it used to be.
Oh. Am I dying?
Gross. You eat your own maple? You eat your own maple?
Everybody tastes their own maple. Come on.
You have to. Everyone does it.
I hate it. It's 7 a.m. on a Thursday morning while we're recording. Anyway.
All right. So you guys spread out, and using your triangulation skills, which would be survival. So I will let the four of you each make a survival check. And if you average more than, it's not that difficult, a 12, then we will say you are able to determine the right portal.
Good luck, yeah.
If we average more than a 12?
Yes.
Oh, we're doing math today.
Math.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That was definitely not good.
Who's going first?
I forgot. Potemkina will check her survival check as well. Oh, yeah, she did well.
Or maybe Potemkina can give us advantage?
Maybe Potemkina can do something.
She can help.
Sure, she can.
Right, because Leland could give Maeve advantage.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
And then
Potemkin,
yeah, we could let's spread this out.
Who wants Potemkin's role?
Me.
Okay.
Gideon yanks Potemkin over to the west with him. Come on.
We haven't been getting along, but come with me. Yeah, decidedly better.
Okay. So, Maeve, with your advantage, what was your high score?
With advantage?
7.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That is terrible.
The second roll I did was a net 1. So, thank God.
Ooh. Alex?
23.
Let's go.
We'll be good. We'll be okay.
Let's go.
Gideon?
12.
Jisk?
Dead on.
18.
Hey.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
We're fine. I don't even need to do that math.
That's 15. So you...
Oh, barely.
You see in the middle, there is a round door. It looks like a normal door, except that the top of it is rounded. It is a bright yellow color that matches the roses. And it's off to the eastern edge, and it's about 200 feet off the shore.
200 feet off the shore.
There it is.
Am I right in thinking it's a bright yellow door?
Yeah, the one that looks like our roses.
That's the one.
Makes sense. We should have checked
that
first.
How do we get to it?
May I try something?
Yes, you may.
Is there a door close to shore? Like within 5 feet, 10 feet, something close?
Well, I would say there is a very good chance you'd be able to find one of those. So let's say if you can get better than a 5 on a perception, you can find one that's within 10 feet.
There's no way for me to fail this. I have a +7 to perception. 10.
She says, rolling out. There we go. So close to fail. Yes, absolutely. You see a garden gate. Looks like it's wrought iron, and it's about 10 feet away from shore.
Hang on, everybody. I'm going to take out my net, and I'm going to try and sort of snare that gate and pull it to see if we can move them. I want to get a sense if we can move them around on the top of the lake. Physically.
Right. You managed to hook the net over the top spikes of the garden gate, but you are unable to move the gate towards you.
Okay. So we've got to go to it.
Okay.
So here's my thinking. I wonder, like, if we just tie a lot of rope together, and if I try and hop from door to door and make us kind of a path, I'm just trying to think of ways we can get there without going in the water. Like, even if we raft up on Chisk, like, which is our usual water method. I'd love to not touch the water.
I could shoot it, probably, from here. I could probably hit it with my bow.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Yeah.
And then tie a rope.
Do we all have rope, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll gather everybody's rope. I imagine everyone has 50 feet. Just the basic?
It's our God-given right as D&D players.
Yeah.
Great. So I'll make a chain of 200 feet of rope. I'll hand one end of the 200 chain to Ilex.
Okay, I'll tie it to an arrow and try and knock and hit that gate that we're aiming for. Nice and high so we can stay up off the water. Attack roll?
Fancy now. Yes, I see what you're saying. All right. Tell you what. You roll me a strength check of 15 or better.
Strength check? Okay.
Yes, here's why. The strength check is because you have 200 feet of rope attached to this arrow. So you have to make sure that you can shoot it that far with all this extra weight of the rope dangling off of it.
Okay, and then do I make an attack roll?
Yes, make an attack roll, but the attack roll is pretty basic because it is just literally a stable target, like a unmoving target. So if you want to hit, the hit would be easy. Let's say it's armor class 8. So you have to roll better than an 8 to hit it, and then a strength check to see if you are able to let that much rope trail off behind it.
Attack roll.
And for the rest of us, I'm going to quickly tell everybody to kind of get in a line and just be ready to pull this rope back if something goes bad.
Pull it back to
I don't want a big tentacle to come from the water and take all of our rope.
Right.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
To hit, it's a 16.
All right, so that there would be a solid thunk. See, it's arcing beautifully to the door.
Okay, but did I pull it hard enough?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the DC?
The DC on the strength thing was a 12.
I got 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
All right, so there's this solid, satisfying clunk as this arrow embeds itself in the door, and you have this rope stretched across, we'll say it's 6 feet above the surface of the water, of the blood.
Okay. Now we take the other end and tie it off, although...
Yeah, I'll take the rope. I imagine Potemkin has some rope as well.
Yes.
Great. I'll take a little extra rope from Potemkin and then find a tree close to shore and tie it off at the same kind of height.
All Potemkin, right, so do you know anything about this lake?
You have been awfully quiet, Potemkin.
Oh, yeah, I guess you are a geomancer now. You know rocks and earth and stuff.
I can tell you that this is the Vale of Portals. This is the area that Vermes described to me. And he said it is on the Crimson Lake. So this seems to be appropriate.
That's spooky, though.
He did not say about any, like, wildlife in the lake, perhaps nothing.
He did say that there are guardians, yes.
Okay.
Great. Oh, thanks, Potemkin.
Okay, great. Yep. Did not think that this would be easy even for a second. Okay.
Okay. So, how do we navigate this bridge then, friends?
Well, I was a gymnast, so I am not concerned. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but well, I will be fine.
Right. What I was thinking for you two, Alex and Chisk, I was thinking we could find like some kind of driftwood or board, and you could kind of just stand on it and pull yourself along. That is kind of my only plan.
I have no problem swimming, if it's an issue. I can swim.
But the guardian in the blood.
That's the only thing that concerns me.
I'm going to go put my hand in the lake and just see if the water does something innately bad.
You immerse your two hands into the blood, and as far as you could tell, nothing has happened.
Okay.
So you lift your hand out and they're covered.
It just looks like you're wearing red mittens now.
Oh. Yeah.
Little red panda mittens.
Oh, Christmas mittens.
Get off.
Red panda.
Get this off. I hate this.
A red panda.
No.
Not yet.
No.
No.
Okay. So,
red
yeah.
Red pandas
I
aren't
think
even pandas. Sorry.
Here's what I... are there any doors... I know we have now kind of a straight line right to this door. Are there doors, like, around the path?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my suggestion. I feel like with a mix of me throwing my returnee dagger and Leland doing something else, we can kind of distract this beast as the rest of us make our way across.
Leland, do you feel like a little game of tag?
I am up for anything, babe, you know that.
Okay, go.
All right.
Go back out there.
So,
skim.
Who's hanging?
Skim milk.
Who's hanging onto the rope?
We tied it off, didn't we?
We tied it.
Well, how will we get it back? I will hold onto the rope. I can get myself there.
All right, Alex, I just need a dexterity check.
Dexterity.
24.
All right. The door suddenly transports itself in... Oh, roll me an 8-sider, please, Alex.
What?
Excuse you?
What's happening?
No.
No, did I do that?
Our
oh,
rope!
No, is that me? Oh, God, I've done it. 1.
All right, so it suddenly heads north 126 feet.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck off.
That's going to pull the whole rope.
It's going to pull the whole rope.
Pulls the whole rope. So give me a sleight of hand, Gideon. Let's see how tight a knot you pulled. Sleight of hand check, please.
Like, you mean joining the ropes?
Yes. I'm trying to determine if the arrow pulls out of the door or the knot unties. So if you can roll me a 16 or better sleight of hand, your knot was solid and the arrow will pull out of the door as this thing is transported 126 feet away.
Right. Did it move or did it, like, teleport?
It teleported. It disappeared and reappeared.
I got a 26 for sleight of hand.
Ooh.
All right. Huh. So there's this slight thunk as the rope falls into the water or into the blood with the arrow, and you see the portal door is 126 feet away.
Let's get it. Pull.
All right, so now you have this wet, bloody rope piled, big, huge rope.
So if it moved 126 feet north from where it was, does that mean it's closer than 200 feet away on the north side of the lake?
How far is it from the north shore?
Oh, well, it's probably, we'll say it's roughly parallel, so it's still about 200 feet offshore if you guys head 126 feet north.
And what shore are we standing on? The east shore? Just...
Right now, you guys are standing on, I mean, it's obviously roughly a circular thing,
sure.
But yes, the southeastern edge of the lake, yes.
Okay.
Do we just patiently wait for the door to come closer to us? Because if we run there and it teleports, it just did. It teleported. I think that's why it moved, like, west to east a second ago. The roses, I mean.
Yeah, I wonder, is it a time thing, or did we trigger it somehow?
I don't know.
I'm wondering that.
Well, we didn't do anything.
What made this happen?
Yeah.
You know, I'm very thoughtful.
Did any of the other doors move?
Yes, several of them winked out of existence, and others winked into existence.
Great. So it is a time thing, it seems.
Okay, I'm not a very patient opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just go for it?
I mean,
I think we have
to. If some doors are winking out of existence, we don't have a lot of time, maybe. Or maybe we do. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're disappearing. I'm saying they're all moving around in random teleporting fashion. Okay. So you see them disappear and appear, but they're not. No, it's not like it's disappearing.
Right.
Potemkin, I can tell you there's 440 doors.
Oh.
Great.
Okay, well, who's the worst swimmer?
I would say Maeve.
No, yeah. Maeve can't swim. Oh, it's me. I can't swim. It's because I would float on Chisk in the water, and it was really embarrassing, and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so Maeve is the one in the worst shape, right? She's in the most peril.
I will be fine.
If
anything, I'll figure it out. I will misty step up to a different door or something. I'll figure
no,
it out.
No, we can do this. I'm okay with floating in the water. Oh, well, it does make it complicated for me to cast spells and stuff, but you could.
I can swim. Maeve, why don't you hold on to my back? Okay?
Okay.
And we'll swim together to the door. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's move. Fire that rope again.
Yep. Here we go.
Here we go.
Fuck, it's a nat one.
Oh, dear. Mm. All right.
No, Maeve, don't get on my back yet. No, not yet.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So, just roll me an 8-sider, Ilex.
5.
A 5.
Oh, no.
Okay, roll me a 4-sider. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes.
Jeepers.
There's way too many rolls for this crit fail.
1. Gideon, she shoots you accidentally. roll damage, Ilex.
My full damage.
Yes, full damage.
Oh, fuck. Welcome to level 8.
7.
All right, so she's aiming at the door. Maeve jumps on her back at the last minute.
I'm climbing on her.
And her arrow goes wild, and it sticks into Gideon's leg.
Yeah. Oh, okay, hold on.
Oh,
is this something?
Don't move, that looks bad.
Is this something?
Well, I can't tell if it's your blood or the lake's blood, so that's the good thing.
I guess what I'm saying is, if the door's going to keep moving, maybe one of us should just lead the rope to wherever the door moves to.
Oh, Gideon, I'm
not
so
in this fashion,
sorry.
Perhaps, but yeah,
Potemkin,
hit a good amount of padding.
You're already holding the arrow in your leg. Maybe you should.
Thank you, Potemkin. God, it's good to have you around. Thanks for telling us about the Guardians now. Anyway, yeah, I'll just start swimming.
Yep.
With the arrow stuck in your hiney.
Feels pretty secure to me. A point blank Ilex shot.
Sorry, Gideon. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Oh,
let's just keep going.
It was my fault. I'm sorry.
All right, so you wade out into the lake?
Yes. I'm going to cast guidance on Gideon.
All right.
1d4 for ability checks.
So, Gideon, it's about 2 feet deep.
Oh, it's walkable.
Yes.
So the lake is shallow.
We should have checked that. All right, I'll just start walking.
Waiting.
There's going to be a drop off. There's a big beast in it. I'll be wary of how deep it gets.
It's just a little lizard floating on top of the water.
Just a pancake with tentacles.
So roll me percentiles, please, Gideon.
Oh fuck. That's not good.
God.
Oh fuck.
A lot of weird rolls here, Kevin.
I know. It's so much interesting.
79.
So you get about 4/5 of the way towards this door, so that you're about 160 feet out.
Okay.
And this strange swirling of blood, and again, you're only up to about your knees, or maybe I guess your waist, because you're not that tall. But there's this strange swirling of blood, and you see this pseudopod start to rise up, and a second one.
This
And this weird...
A pseudopod?
Pseudopod, yeah. And there's this weird sort of jagged ragged mouth as this thing made of blood rises.
Oh, what the fuck?
About 8 feet tall, Aye. Looming over you. Looks like it has this sort of huge, ponderous belly and loose, flappy arms.
Pull me back! Pull me back!
And we will
pull me back!
End the episode there, everyone.
Gideon!
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I can't believe the lake is walkable. Dude, you tell people that there's a lake and they're like, oh, so swimming. So it's difficult. Never once did we think.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's just a big puddle.
Fully cocked this up.
It's a big puddle.
Griffin, you want to say something?
Griffin, what's up?
Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all of the lovely bit card material, to Maps and Melodies for all of their sweet jams, and to Morgan Ermter for all of the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast podcast. I want to hear some from people. Diego.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Twitch now at Diego Straddle. Come join me on Twitch. I'm streaming games and stuff. It's pretty fun.
Ooh.
Yay.
Emma.
Hello, I'm Emma. Oh, I said it like Maeve. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Emma. You can find me on Instagram at CinderEmmaB.
Maddie.
Hi. Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. And I don't use Twitter, so don't.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
That's Kevin. It's falling off.
You can find us on the web, dieascast.com. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at the Die As Cast. Feel free to leave us a message, review the podcast. Please get involved. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like.
You can find me on all platforms at Griffin Cork. If this hasn't happened yet by the time this episode's come out, I will delete it. But you can catch myself and Emma Brager on Abra Cadavers, released Booyah. In the United States on Amazon Prime and Tubi.
Whoa, exciting.
Oh Tubi is the superior streaming platform. I love Tubi.
All right, let's shouts go. Out to Tubi. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diascast.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.